This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Medicaid expansion is coming to Montana, but some lawmakers are still debating it. Steve Jess reports.
At a hearing of the oversight committee that's keeping tabs on the state's effort to ramp up its new health coverage, Bozeman Republican Tom Burnett, a House member who voted against the plan, stood up to say that state officials weren't living up to the legislature's goals.
I consider that these many aspects of change have weakened the legislative intent, altered the legislative intent, and I consider that to be a problem, Mr. Chairman.
Great Falls Senator Ed Buttrey, who wrote the bill, didn't directly answer Burnett's criticism, but he praised the state's efforts to fulfill his vision for the program.
The Department of Labor is on the right track to say our job is to help these people get jobs, but to make sure that they can keep the jobs and successfully grow their income and their independence from government. But to do that, they've got to be healthy and off addictions. I'm happy to see that the state is progressing along these lines.
The Medicaid expansion, known as the HELP Act, is the only one in the nation to charge most users a premium and provide an optional employment assessment program intended to help users find jobs. Enrollment began November 1st. The state says over 10,000 people have signed up out of an estimated 70,000 who qualify. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities have released the name of a person of interest in the deaths of a Deer Lodge woman and her adult son. David Wayne Nelson, who's 53, was charged in justice court Monday with violating his probation on a 1998 aggravated kidnapping and robbery in Ravalli County. Powell County Sheriff Scott Howard says Nelson is a person of interest in the deaths of 79-year-old Beverly Giannotti and 57-year-old Gregory Giannotti. No charges have been filed in their deaths. The Giannottis were last seen October 28th, 9 days after a cleaning lady found a $480,000 bar of gold while working in the home of Beverly's deceased ex-husband. Howard has said Beverly Giannotti retrieved the gold. Two bodies suspected to be the Giannottis were recovered Sunday night from a dump site in Powell County. Montana's largest coal producer is paying an undisclosed sum to secure new terms on an agreement to ship fuel by rail to ports on the West Coast. The announcement from Cloud Peak Energy comes as U.S. coal exports falter amid a depressed international market. Gillette, Wyoming-based mining company last year exported more than 4 million tons of coal to Asia from its Spring Creek mine near Decker. But with future demand uncertain, Cloud Peak said yesterday it will be paying BNSF Railway to change the terms of its shipping contract. The new agreement eliminates Cloud Peak's obligations to ship a certain amount of fuel during each of the next 3 years. The original agreement otherwise remains in place for the years 2019 through 2024. A U.S. Senate committee today is scheduled to consider a water rights settlement with the Blackfeet American Indian tribe that's been in the works for more than three decades. The proposed Blackfeet Water Rights Settlement Act would establish the tribe's right to water within its northwestern Montana reservation. A Helena attorney has been appointed as the new district judge for Lewis and Clark County. The Independent Record reports that Governor Steve Bullock announced his selection of Deanne Cooney to replace Judge Jeffrey Sherlock, who will be retiring at the end of the year. Cooney will serve until the next election cycle in 2016. State officials say 10,500 people have signed up for the state's Medicaid expansion program a month before it goes into effect. Federal health officials approved Montana's expansion plan last month. It will be administered by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana. Blue Cross's president says the company has so far contracted with 75% of the state's health care facilities and between 70 and 80% of physicians. University of Montana officials are working on a plan to make up for an estimated $10 million to $12 million shortfall in the upcoming fiscal year. The Missoulian reports UM President Roy Sengstrom announced last month that the university would cut more than 200 positions in an effort to balance the school's budget. UM Vice President of Finance Mike Reed said this week that the proposed cuts aim to address the estimated shortfall in fiscal 2017. But some faculty members are questioning the data and information used by the president to make the cuts, which would be effective July 1st. Engstrom has not provided the exact figures detailing UM's current budget situation. Reed says it's unclear whether the cuts will make up for the entire shortfall. A Livingston man has pleaded guilty to ignoring a court order to stop selling unapproved and mislabeled dietary supplements. Toby McAdam appeared in Billings Federal Court yesterday, where he pleaded guilty to one charge of criminal contempt of court. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters sentenced McAdam to serve 4 months in prison and pay $85,000 in damages and fees. Federal prosecutors dropped 7 other charges under a plea agreement with McAdam. McAdam originally agreed in 2010 to stop selling unapproved supplements that claimed to treat cancer and other diseases. He continued to do so, prompting a civil contempt order in 2013. Federal investigators filed criminal contempt charges earlier this year when they found he was continuing to sell the supplement Lugol's iodine online. After an initial rush, the rate of people signing up for the state's Medicaid expansion program has slowed as healthcare officials prepare for next month's rollout. Federal health officials approved Montana's program last month, making the state the 30th to expand Medicaid to the working poor under President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. Federal approval was needed because the state's program will require recipients to pay premiums and copayments, and the program will be administered by an outside company. Jessica Rhodes with the state health department yesterday told the legislative committee overseeing the expansion that about 5,500 people signed up during the first week of November when enrollment opened. Since then, an additional 5,000 people have enrolled. Montana's program is the only one in the nation that will be administered by an outside company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana. The program's federal approval comes with the condition that it's required to have 90% of healthcare facilities and 80% of physicians in its network. Blue Cross President Mike Frank says the company is on track to meet that requirement.
We have gone out with a separate contract to all of those providers. And as of today, we have about 75% of the facilities contracted and over 2,000 independent providers ready to roll on 1-1. So we're very confident that we will be able to meet the needs of the Medicaid population starting on January 1st.
Health Department Director Richard Opper says the initial rush showed a pent-up need for the program. Now, officials across the state are working to sign up more of the estimated 70,000 people who are eligible. Opper says, quote, There are people working nonstop on that, close quote. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.